The ocean is more ancient than the mountains, and frightened with memories of the dreams of time. Welcome to St. Paxton, a Pulp Cthulhu real play tabletop role playing experience starring Steph as Clara Carter, Mike as Nicholas Watley, Fred as Edward Worthington III, Ben as Max Anderson, and your game master, Veronica.
Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Welcome to St. Paxton. I am your game master, Veronica, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hello, it's me, Ben. I play Max Anderson, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hey guys, it's Fred, and I play Edward Worthington III, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hey everyone, it's me, Mike Lane, and I'm playing Nicholas Watley, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, I'm Steph. I'm playing Clara Carter, and my pronouns are she, her.
All right, everybody. Let's start out with this housekeeping. So it's been, I think, an hour. Not even an hour. Maybe an hour. But I don't think anybody's taken any hit points, so don't worry about refreshing your hit points. We're going to do a luck refresh. You may roll your luck now, and I'm not gonna say what the rules of luck are, and best of luck to you in your luck roll, but I'm going to talk about who provided these delicious luck rolls for you. These subscribers to our Patreon are getting a shout out, and if you subscribe to our Patreon as well, if you give us even a buck, we will holler out the name or the name of someone that, you know, you like or something. And it'd probably be your name. So this week it's going to be Michael Urban and Christopher Nitkin, Emily Zuckerman, Amelia Zuckerman, Stephen Powell, Matthew Simone, Michael Yoon, R. Meow, Stephen Summers, Brad Brockway, Landon Smith, Sharon Grafton, Emil, Molly M., John, Zach Sloan, Matthew Morris, Donnie Gerald, Stephen Burnett, Robert Hayes, and Sean Days. Wow. Hayes and Sean, like Sean and Hayes, that makes me think of something. What podcast is that? Hollywood Handbook. Okay, I got it. I'm back in now. Sorry. That is not a plug for Hollywood Handbook. That's a show right there. I like that the Vandal has memorized the luck rules. It's a big flex on all of us.
Wow.
So
yeah.
How dare.
That seems cool. Like a lot of work.
It's actually very cool.
Yeah, I've been faking it. I fake it every time, yeah. So...
I got my little scribbled notes here.
Okay, so how did the luck roll for you?
Oh, well, great. I rolled above, you know, so that means I got to use all three of my dice. You know, I'm not some chump that's got to take a lucky feat. You know, I'm just a chump that needs to absorb a friend. I got my luck plenty up now, up to 70.
Wow, that is a passing erection on luck, so. Who's next? Who's throwing luck at me?
Well, I don't know if I want to follow that, but...
I can go.
Wait, does Fred still have 99 luck points?
No, I went down to 79, but with my lucky feet, I am back to 99!
Christ.
Oh, man.
Guess who else is at 99 now? I rolled real good.
Hell yeah.
Yelky. I'm so excited. I'm gonna need it.
I rolled under, I went from 69. Nice. To 79.
Okay. Not bad. I think this is the first time I've had more luck than you.
It might be.
Clara, you are at your lighthouse, and you see as the lights of St. Paxton are floating toward the arcing death flame that you illuminated your lighthouse with, which is now arcing out of your lighthouse and toward the center of the island. the rest of the flames from Todd and Bellamy and Edward's lighthouses are doing a similar arcing towards the center of the island. Let me know what you do.
I'm going to take off and start by flying towards the center and connect with Max via our telepathy and say, Max, did you find Whatley?
Yeah, I found him. What did you do?
I lit the lighthouse. Where are you? Do I need to meet you?
I wish I could signal you, but, lights out!
I'm assuming that's what's supposed to happen. I lit it with my power. Where are you? Do you need me to pick you up?
I mean, we're here in the... we're here, like, near, the middle here, like, near the park, in the middle of, in the middle of the town square.
Okay, I'll meet you there.
So, I don't know where that accent came from. Okay, we'll see you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye. And I will fly as quickly as I can towards the middle.
Okay, you'll be there in just a few minutes, so if you need to interrupt any of the conversation that happens, you can arrive at that time. Hey, y'all. Things are happening here, so maybe I better get on out of here. Y'all?
Yeah, Rudy.
That
maybe
might be best.
Yeah, I... Maybe, does your car still work or is the lights gone?
Oh, let me check it out. And you hear a little click, click, click as his car doesn't want to turn over. That's all right. I always carry a bicycle in my trunk. And so he gets a little bicycle out and it's one of those cool ones that like folds in half and he pops it out. I'll see y'all later.
All right. Just be safe, buddy.
He waves at you.
Very resourceful. Always on the go. That Rudy.
In the distance, you hear some people running, and you hear Rudy yelp, "Hey, I'll need a ride!"
After Rudy has left, I'm going to open the passenger side door of his car and check his glove box.
Okay, you do so. You find some expired parking tickets, some old like airport passes. There's an old balled up piece of tin foil from some empanadas, some tummy medicine, headache medicine.
God damn it. I was hoping he left one of these empanadas in here. All right, whatever.
You look in the seat beside him and there's a nice big pack, like a lunchbox full of empanadas and delicious homemade treats from his wife.
Oh my God, Rudy, you're married. Wow. Incredible. So I will take the whole lunchbox.
Okay, you do this. Add it to your inventory. One Rudy's lunchbox.
Well, he's not going to add it to his inventory. He's just going to absorb it.
Yeah, what do you do with it? Do you absorb? I'm kidding. You can't do that, guys. Be serious.
I'm going to put it in my bag.
Okay, so Whatley and Edward, you see Max taking a lunchbox full of empanadas and juice.
What are you doing?
We might need a snack later.
Okay.
What if we get hungry? What if when you cast a spell, your blood sugar gets low and we gotta elevate your feet? We got a juice box right in here for you.
Clara... And you arrive, and Max is offering a juice box to Whatley.
Are you guys messing around? We need to go.
I'm waiting for you!
Clara, I don't know if that really helped things. It looks like you turned off all the lights across the island. Everything's gone dark.
Everyone but Clara, take off your headphones. Clara... Behind you, the ground begins to burst open, and you feel this incredible energy as it surges from the ground. And you feel this desire to ask for something, for one really important thing or moment. You feel like you're just at this moment where you can make a choice for something. And you remember all of these things kind of in your backlog of what you wanted to do, whether it was Nighthawk or whether it was, you know, finding Todd or your parents or any number of things. So all of that is kind of like flooding around your head. You can say one word to this energy as it shoots out of the middle of the park. Choose carefully. The moment is fleeting.
Protect.
Okay. Everyone but Edward, take off your headphones.
Oh, God.
Wait. Fuck!
My turn.
Edward, as Clara lands, you see something, you know, kind of behind her, and it starts arcing up out of the soil, and you hear this like scratching and clawing at the earth. You have all of these thoughts running through your mind. You have to think of something to do, and you feel like whatever energy you put out into the universe that is St. Paxton, this is your moment to speak out something. And so you have this opportunity to say one word to the energy that is being born from the earth, coming from the arcs of all of the different lighthouses. The time is fleeting. You must say one word.
I say Nighthawk.
Okay. Everyone but Max, take off your headphones.
Yes, me, the guy!
As Clara lands behind you, you feel this intense pressure as the earth is kind of like moving underneath you, and you feel the power of the island connecting to your limbs and your body, and you feel like all of the footfalls of everyone running from the different terrors on the island, and you can feel what the land itself is experiencing. Something is emerging from the epicenter where these four points are meeting in the center, and something is going to come out of this light. You can look past Edward and Clara as dragon, and you can see that whatever is in there, it's like the whole of good is right there for you to take. And you feel the sensation of wanting to cast out one wish, one desire for this island. And it's like this thing is beckoning you to just tell you what you want from it. What is it supposed to do? You have an opportunity to say one word to this spirit and this thing that is coming alive under your feet. What do you say as the moment begins to pass you by?
Power.
Everyone but Watley, take off your headphones. You hear the voice of your brother from the gray. And it's the most you've ever been able to communicate with him in a really coherent way. And he says,
"Brother, do you leave me now?"
"No. What? No, I'm not leaving anyone."
"Something is removing you from me. I can feel part of you coming to me and part of me coming to you. We are being split from one another faster than I can."
And the communication between you and your brother is severed. And you see something behind Clara. This kind of bubbling, boiling creature that's coming out of the center of where all of these streams of light and Clara's death shadow are emerging in the center. and its hunger. It's asking you to feed it something. It wants something for its own sustenance. You have one opportunity to sacrifice someone or something to its hunger. You may say one word, one name, but one thing only as the moment passes you by. What is your word?
Nicholas.
Okay, everyone, you can put your headphones back on. When Clara lands behind you, you all have this, like, moment where you just kind of take a second to adjust to your surroundings. And you all feel and see this thing coming out of where all of these points from the lighthouses are merging. It looks like this is going to be some kind of a column of light somehow. What do you do?
Oh, hey, we should, hey, maybe Watley, maybe you gotta stand in that, or maybe we gotta be near it to, cast a spell to get the nasties off.
Okay. I will approach the light column.
As you do so, roll spot hidden.
Jesus. 91, it's not too bad.
Great job.
Did you want to use luck to make this a success?
Yeah, I think I might. Let me see. I gotta use 27 points of luck. It's worth it.
Okay. You see this orange light. It's the only light that seems to be coming from a source that has not already been absorbed by Clara's, death magic, essentially. And as you get to just the outer rim of this column of light, you see standing on the other side of you with a small book in hand is the body of Leo. And he takes this long drag from a cigarette and he flicks it inside of the column. And you watch as it's completely torn apart. I think you might need my help.
Yeah, I think so. What's your take?
So what are you planning to do here?
Well, ideally, I'd like to complete the spell and push all of these outsiders out of St. Paxton.
I'll stabilize you. I'll hold you here.
Thank you.
Do you walk into the column?
Yep.
Okay.
Very slowly.
As you walk into the column, you feel your toes as they begin to melt and disappear, turning into billions upon billions of tiny little atoms that just start floating up and down into the sky. And you feel as though all of the magic and humanity and every part of you is torn apart and is cast in totally different directions just from your toes alone. But now that you no longer have your toes, you begin to fall into this column, and your chest, your face, all of you goes in. The rest of you watch as this column goes from this yellow cylinder and turns into this purple light in the middle. And you watch as Watley's body is completely taken by this thing coming from the ground. And then Harold walks around the column. And he gets on his knees and puts his hands at the base of this column. And all of you roll sanity as he emerges from the back of your friend's body into this giant, towering, evil creature.
We want to roll under our sanity score, correct?
That's right. Yes, that's correct.
I did not do that.
Now, you can use your luck, but it's a 2-1.
Ooh.
To bring it down, so.
Okay, so I rolled a 74 over 66. That's only 8 points. You know what? Since I'm able to, I'm going to. I will spend 16 points.
Okay.
All right.
That would be a 44 point spend for me with how I rolled.
Oh, my.
So I'm not gonna.
Okay, that's fair. That's valid. Steph, how'd you do?
Well, I've already seen this creature before, so I'm feeling pretty good. I rolled an 8 out of 94.
Okay.
That's right, you're incredibly sane. Nothing rattles you.
I don't know how, honestly, after all this time.
It's seeing and, well, no, you have two good eyes now, so There is no reason.
Well, and I think that canonically, because Clara has endured so much trauma over her life, she's just kind of, like, stoic about a lot of really horrible shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Max. It's so perfect that you were the failure in this. So, as this creature that you saw in the library emerges from your former friend's body, you feel and understand its malevolent nature. You feel the lie click as you understand that whatever this creature is and whatever he told you, this is its true form. And whatever you're trying to do is going to be wholly secondary to its own plans. And you watch as his arms begin to go in to this cylinder. And the column turns dark as night. And you feel a sense of hopelessness fall over you. For the next 3 rounds, you are unable to do anything that would be helpful to your party. You're not doing anything that's, you know, inherently negative to them.
Okay.
But yeah. You all watch as Max is just sort of transfixed by this creature.
And do I feel like this darkness in the column is like my kind of darkness, or that this is something evil or other?
Roll Cthulhu Mythos.
Oh boy, I don't have that.
What's your sanity at?
94.
Okay, so roll a D100 for me.
92?
That's bad. That's very bad. Yeah, you don't remember reading about this creature in the library. You know, just in your quick memory, you don't really understand where its magic comes from. But you do know that this creature helped you unlock whatever it is that you are today. So perhaps it's not completely malevolent to you, but you don't have a for sure understanding of what this is.
I want to approach him slowly, not aggressively, and say, I don't know what's going on, but are you helping us?
Its head reaches far above you, and like a really long tentacle shooting up towards the sky, it drops down to your face and is kind of like upside down, and you see this huge maw of teeth as it says to you,
"Lend your strength to your friend."
And you see this vision of you pushing your dragon self into this column. But let me know if you do that.
I'm going to instead look at him and say, I can lend more power to it.
Since the mouth is upside down, you see as it kind of frowns, but you understand that that's this really big smile. Let me know what you do.
I will take one step back and aim my head towards the column and breathe some more of my breath power into the column.
Okay. Roll Constitution.
17 out of 70. I could spend 3 luck to make that an extreme success.
That might be a good idea.
Okay, we'll do that.
As you give your breath to this thing, you understand that whatever this column is, it's taking everything from you. Your memories, your power, everything that you have. And in a moment, you hear this scratching noise as something tries to come out of the bottom of this column. And you hear a voice.
Clara!
Nighthawk? I'm gonna stop my breath immediately.
You do so. And you hear as this young person,
Ah!
It started up again.
Do you give all of your power to bring back Nighthawk?
Yes.
Edward, you watch as Clara begins breathing this smoky darkness into the column. And you hear your friend, Nighthawk. And you know that that's exactly what you had asked for. And then Clara begins giving all of herself. She just pushes everything out of her lungs to give all of her power. And you feel as this person starts coming out of the column, and where Whatley walked in and completely dissipated, you watch as this three-headed dog comes out of the hole and begins clambering out and grabs on to anything within reach to get out. What do you do as you see Nighthawk reborn?
I will use my Abuela powers to help pull her out of the column.
Okay. How do you see that happening?
I imagine that my arms just grow incredibly long, extending out into a almost branch-like form that then spirals out into like almost like fingers and will kind of go around Nighthawk and then pull her towards me.
Okay. Roll power.
22 out of 65 hard success.
Great. So with your hard success, instead of just growing your branch-like arms and fingers to help pull Nighthawk from the column. As you go in to the column to pull this out, you begin to feel yourself sucked into this column. All of yourself, your memory, everything, your power being sucked out of you. But then everyone around you hears this great flapping of wings as a huge flock of crows comes from behind you and begins pulling and tearing at the branches and giving their own life force to sustain yours. You feel as all of them begin to pour their life and their memory into you so that you can keep your body, and Nighthawk is pulled out. Max, it's been a minute.
Okay. I was eating while they were doing all that. I was enjoying some of Rudy's snacks. He had some gummy snacks in there. He had a Capri Sun I was sipping on. This is crazy. This stuff's crazy. I really hope this helps the island out. I don't know what's going on here, but I'm just going to have some snacks. Old empanada. Rudy, come on, man.
Watley, an opportunity has come for you to complete your spell. Roll power.
Alrighty. Here it goes.
Nice.
Out of 95. So not bad. I might think about boosting that, however.
Okay.
This might be the one.
Yep.
This might be the one to use all your luck on. Listen, I don't mean to metagame. This is just Ben here, just giving his own opinion. You don't gotta listen.
What is the hard success at for a 95?
47.
Okay.
And it'd be 19 for an extreme success.
Ooh, 19.
Ooh, 19 is one of my favorite numbers, so...
Oh, I guess I could use 50 points of luck.
Do it!
Yes! Oh, I'm down to single digits. Alright, 19. Extreme success.
Yeah.
What does it look like from inside the column as you cast out all of these malevolent beings?
Well, I would imagine... I'm floating, right?
Well, your body is no longer whole, but you seem to have some sort of consciousness.
So I envision it as this ripping force that just pulls them up into the sky and out, off the island.
Okay. All of you watch as something happens inside of this column, and these really big, terrible monsters that have been crawling all over the island are suddenly sucked into the column. And you watch as this huge tentacled face, winged creature, dripping with water from the sea, is pulled into the column. And for a moment, you see Watley's, I don't want to say soul, but something that is like Watley himself in his purest form, face to face with this being, and Watley swirls around it and pushes it out through the top of the column into the sky, and you feel this immediate relief as this creature is now gone from this world. And you watch as the creatures that Clara was battling in the sky, all of them come closer and closer, and Watley does this with each one, pushing them out of this portal that he's created, causing them to leave the island of St. Paxton. And then Clara, you watch as the creature next to you stands up, makes himself much smaller, turns around and creates this face. It looks kind of human. And he winks at Max and blows him a kiss through the air. And he takes one step backwards and says, "See you in hell, motherfuckers." And he allows Whatley to banish him to wherever this portal has opened.
Max calls out, "That's so renegade, bud! That's so renegade!"
There is a long peace that occurs over the island. And Nighthawk runs over to Edward and gives him a huge hug. I'm so glad that you guys were able to finally resurrect me. It's the longest it's ever taken you before. So I was thinking about going, you know, and helping out. You think that's a good idea? Or should I stay here? Or, like, what's the plan?
Do you know where they all went?
No. I figured you guys knew what was happening. I thought you were going to catch me up.
I really don't know. Do I see what is the pillar is still there, the column,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Whatley is not.
Whatley is not. It just looks like super fine glitter kind of in there.
I will kind of not push her away, but kind of like in the embrace, hold her back, both hands on her shoulders, kind of give her a look, and then I just start running towards the column.
Guys?
Can I try to reach out to stop him?
You can try anything.
Should I roll something for that?
I mean, tell me what you want to do, and then I can tell you what to roll.
I just want to reach, because I don't want to accidentally stab him with my claws, so I want to just reach out with a flat hand and put it in front of the column so that it's between the column and Edward.
Okay, you can just do that.
Okay.
Edward, you can roll dodge or dexterity if you want to move past that.
I use power to channel Abuela, and I just extend myself upwards, utilizing all of my limbs growing into the ground and just rooting myself, but like my body is being carried up as my legs and arms become impossibly long, and I don't enter the column whatsoever, but I want to be close to it and see if there is any semblance of Whatley left.
You can feel like that someone is inside the column. Just like you can feel when someone is in the room with you. You can feel someone there, but you can't see him. It's almost like a ghostly figure.
Nick. Nicholas. Are you there?
Edward, maybe I can... I hate to use the word turn invisible, because that's not what it is, but maybe I can shift to the next plane, is, I guess, a nice way to put it, and see if I see him on that side.
I'm using my ability to see the world in a different light, the powers of the Revenant and the anatomy. Do I see any life force that is still here that is representative of Whatley?
Because the column is made up of nothing but light and life force, it would be impossible for you to tell what is and what isn't Whatley.
But I can surmise that if I go into this column, I will be expelled along with everything else to possibly another plane of existence.
Yeah, that's very possible. You're not quite sure what if Whatley is even keeping anything open for you to teleport to, so...
You know, I don't react to Clara's communication to me whatsoever, whether I heard it or not. And I speak to the column one more time and I say, I'll find you. I'll come back for you. And I'll drop myself to the ground and I'll look at Max, Clara, and Nighthawk. And I say, okay, was that it? Is it done?
Nighthawk comes and, kind of sits in front of you as you say your last piece. And then you watch as this, big mass of hair begins to grow wild. And you watch as several crows dart from their hair and into the column.
I think that at least part of me ought to help Mr. Whatley, now that he's gone.
What do you mean, help? What does that mean?
I don't know. I just sense that he's leaving,
With everything that was here, all the creatures and monsters...
You watch as 8 objects from different areas of the island start zooming in. You watch as 4 mirrored boxes and 4 lanterns zoom past you and into the column. And they dissipate. You recognize them immediately as they pass you, Edward, as the containers for your soul, as they are cast out of the island as part of the danger, as you feel the last one kind of shaking under the earth, you feel as Whatley's energy completely leaves the island, and all of you see the column go dark. The 4 lighthouses remain lit with what looks to be ordinary fire. And Whatley is gone.
He actually fucking did it. Oh my god, I thought for sure.
So he's gone? It's all gone?
Or at least not here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anything's ever truly gone.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just... Life and death are weird. I've seen other planes, and... I don't know. Maybe we'll see him again.
Nighthawk walks over to Max and grabs a empanada out of the bag.
Yeah.
So what's that thing?
And he points to the big, glossy, glowing orb in the sky.
Oh, that's a thing we've been ignoring because it's scary. But it didn't get sucked up with things that are dangerous to the island, so interesting choice to leave that here.
I think it was helpful. I don't know what it is, though.
You got any clues? Got any clues? Short stuff. Here, have a juice pack.
I could fly up and check it out. Now that I can fly.
Whatley.
Yes.
Actually, why don't we have everyone else take off your headphones? As you float up into the atmosphere and you see all of the portals that your extreme success has opened for you, you see, you know, just hundreds and hundreds of doors. You've never been able to sustain this many things being open to you before. And as all of these creatures and things are pushed into this door and then this one, you find yourself being torn, and you watch as part of yourself goes to one door, and part of you goes to another, and another, and another, and you just continue to copy yourself over and over and over until you see something in the distance, a mirrored box, and you know that that's Edward. And the biggest part of you begins to follow it.
Can I grab it?
Oh, you can try anything.
Yeah, I'll try that. I don't know. I've got those tentacles, and they've come in handy for reaching farther than my arms.
Okay. Why don't you roll me a dexterity?
All right. Oh, now I get the good rolls. I see how it is. 14 out of 75. Which I'm not sure. I don't have the things written for my stats, so I don't know if that's...
Sure. That's excellent, though. Your tentacle grabs on to this mirrored box, and it sucks you into this other time, this other place. And years pass by you as you sit in the back of this print shop where you've landed. And on your desk, there is a small mirrored box. And you sit at your typewriter and you start clack, 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 clack as you write the title to your new magazine, Welcome to St. Paxton. And you begin clacking and clacking again. And the door opens. And someone walks in. And they say, I'm sorry, are you hiring? And that's where we're going to call it.
Be making that face, Mike. What the hell? Tell us everything.
So the episode has been called...
Whoa! Shit, whoa. What?
Look at Mike's face.
What did you do?
I didn't okay. do it. Well, I mean, I guess I kind of did everything, but...
Whoa, take okay, knee,
take
yeah.
Take a knee. Let's talk about it. I want to know what's going on.
Oh my god. Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
That was a fun up.
Yeah.
Swerved. I feel a little swerved and I like it. Everyone assumed the worst thing was going to happen, and literally everything we hoped for happening happened. What the fuck does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't know if I fixed things or just irrevocably fucked it up.
Welcome to every decision I make in the show.
What will nervous decision I make in life? Holy shit. Claire, Max is going to give you the same murder talk that he gave Edward.
That talk broke me. I was sad listening to it. I was like, dang.
It's okay. I brought Nighthawk back. Everything's fine now.
Listen, okay. It's fine. Yep. Yeah, wow. Yeah, no wonder you two keep getting together cycle after cycle. Same verse, same as the first. All right, let me tell you something.
All right, y'all. Thank you again for coming out to listen to us record. If you are not doing that and you don't have things going on Sundays, I would highly suggest coming out to the Twitch and checking that out. That's twitch.tv/geeklyinc. And yeah, it'll be super fun. We'll be back next week with episode 14. And if you want to see more about the show or ask us questions or whatever, you can follow us on Twitter at St. Paxton Podcast. And yeah, I think I'll be editing this session on Wednesday. So yeah, I'll stream it if you guys want.
Fun!
Oh, cool.
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Ben Stonick. That's BenStonick.
You can find me at I Think I'm Fred.
I'm at One Gaming Lane.
And you can find me everywhere at Starlit Firefly.
And I'm at Typical Veronica. It has been a wonderful journey. Thanks, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This episode was edited by Steph Kingston. You can find her on Twitter at Steph O. Kingston. This episode was produced by me, Veronica. The intro for the show was composed by Rob Anderson. You can find him on Twitter at PotentiallyRob. Voiceover in the intro was provided by Hiroshi Sutherland. You can find him on Twitter at MaybeHiroshi.